On today's show, Kia creates a new hamster commercial for the turbocharged Soul. Peugeot jumps back into the pickup segment, and Testloop is a company that wants to offer free ride sharing. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. The ongoing Volkswagen diesel saga continues, although this time it doesn't directly involve the automaker. Bloomberg reports that prosecutors in Stuttgart, Germany, are zeroing in on three managers from the supplier Bosch over their possible role in helping VW cheat on diesel emissions. The company would not comment on the individuals, but said it is cooperating with authorities. This probe is part of a broader investigation involving VW, which includes former CEO Martin Winterkorn. But this isn't the only scrutiny Bosch is facing. Earlier this year, prosecutors in Stuttgart started looking at the supplier's role in Daimler's emission issue, and the U.S. Department of Justice is investigating Bosch over its potential involvement in VW's diesel scandal. You know, it was 8 years ago that those fun-loving, dancing hamsters first graced our TV screens with Kia's Soul. Now, as the Soul gets its first turbocharged engine, so too is the hamster lineup getting turbocharged. Cue the maternity ward of a hospital, where a nurse quickly realizes a newborn has gone missing. As she searches frantically, we get our first glimpse of a new baby hamster that clearly does not want to get caught, and the chase is on. Set to the soundtrack of Motorhead's The Ace of Spades, the entire hospital is now on the hunt. The little guy finally makes it to the roof, grabs a sheet, and makes a death-defying jump. Oh no! He's fine, of course, though. A Kia Soul Turbo filled with all the other hamsters is driving by at the precise moment the baby hamster opens his chute, falls through the sunroof, and they all speed off. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
More and more automakers are beginning to recognize that the pickup segment is a tidy business to be in. Now Peugeot is climbing back into the segment. Peugeot says its new pickup, and that's the name of it, Pickup, is about 16.5 feet long with a bed that is 4.5 by 4.5 feet. Ground clearance is 8 inches to 8.5 inches, depending on the model. It will have a 2.5-liter turbo diesel with 115 horsepower and over 200 pound-feet of torque, paired to a 5-speed manual. Four-wheel drive is optional. For now, the Peugeot pickup will only be sold in Africa, but we've got to believe that Peugeot must have its eyes on other markets as well. Here's something a lot of people probably haven't noticed about their cars. What they're made of is changing. It's a slow move to new materials, but it is happening. According to statistics published by Ward's Auto, regular steel saw about a 2% drop in usage between 2011 and 2015. While steel in general has remained constant, the type of steel used is shifting towards higher quality, higher strength steel. Aluminum use increased by 1.3% from 2011 to 2015. But this caught us by surprise. The plastic content in cars actually saw a decrease. It dropped by 0.4% between 2011 and 2013 and has yet to rise again. So could we see cars become lighter thanks to aluminum or safer thanks to high-strength steels? We'll have to wait and see. To get an idea of where all this ride-sharing business is going, take a look at a company called Testloop. It offers rides in Tesla Model Xs on routes in Southern California. For example, you can book a one-way ride from L.A. to San Diego or Palm Springs from anywhere from $39 to $79, depending on the day. They take 4 passengers in each car, so you may be sharing a ride with someone else. Testloop says the rides take about the same time as flying, as long as the trip is under 250 miles. It offers complimentary amenities like Wi-Fi, headphones, organic juices, and snacks. Each car has a driver, but passengers who get the proper training ahead of time can be the driver and travel for free. And here's where the story gets really interesting. In a couple of years, it wants those cars to operate autonomously without drivers. Those Tesla Model Xs are driven about 16 hours a day and charged for about 6 hours a day. Right now, they're being driven 18,000 miles per month, but are expected to hit 30,000 miles per month. Not counting the driver, Test Loop's costs are 20 to 25 cents a mile versus about 60 cents a mile for private car ownership. And Test Loop's goal is to offer free rides, though it hasn't revealed how it expects to make money that way. The next step is for Test Loop to expand to Europe, especially to Germany and Spain. Coming up next, how the air conditioning system in the Dodge Demon makes it go faster.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
On Autoline this week, the show is all about the engineering that went into the Dodge Demon. Our guest is Chris Cowlin, the director of SRT Powertrain Engineering, and he explained how they're using the air conditioning system to make that car go faster.
The Autoline This Week Powertrain Series Preview is brought to you by BorgWarner.
And then we've got the chiller system, which basically uses the air conditioning system to do double duty and drops those charge temps so we don't have any knock problems. We can put more spark in the engine, get more power.
And then I think there's another feature, too, for people. Once you've run some hot laps, you can sit there and use the screen to monitor how quickly cool down to be able to go again.
Yeah, we show that you can actually monitor the air induction temperature through the chiller. So the chiller runs after the lap. And basically, you can monitor that temperature dropping so you know you're at the ideal temperature to go and run again.
Chris, go back to that air conditioner that you're using, because I think this is unique in the business. I've never heard that. If I got this right, you've got the regular air conditioner in the car, but when you really want to go and do a drag run, you use the air conditioning to cool the air going down into the engine for more power?
Absolutely. We use the capability that's engineered into a normal air conditioning system and then divert that heat rejection capability into the coolant system, which is the low temp coolant system that we use to reduce the charge temperature. So, and it's interesting, actually, that came from my advanced group, not the SRT group. The idea came from the advanced engineering group because we think it may be a technology that could work in the future for the ultimate efficiency in other types of IC engine where we're not just chasing power.
As always, you can watch that entire show right now on our website, Autoline.tv. And a programming note here, Autoline Daily will be off all next week as the whole Autoline crew takes a well-deserved mid-year break. We'll resume our normal programming on July 10th. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thank you for watching.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.